This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. More than 17,000 people across Massachusetts had nowhere to live at some point last year. Some people without a home, if they're lucky, can get a bed at a local shelter. For some others, if they have any shelter, it's a camping tent, even in harsh winter weather.
You see, this is where I live, another tent. Inside of another tent, this is my home.
46-year-old Jezebel Feliciano has been living in a tent inside a tent in Lawrence for about 2 years.
I have a bed. I got like 6 blankets. This is where I put the candles.
She goes to sleep with the candles burning.
Yeah, I have to stay warm.
Feliciano has lived in Lawrence since she was a teenager. The tent is propped up on an old train track behind a little plaza and next to a bridge over the Merrimack River. She's got neighbors also in tents.
We got 1, 2, 3. Over there, we got another one.
Lawrence is one of many cities struggling to find homes for people who need housing. As of a year ago, there were 100 people living on the street and 600 who were homeless but had a temporary place to stay. Despite that, the Lawrence City Council is considering turning down a grant intended to house people with no home. If it does, Lawrence would be the only place in Massachusetts to turn down the money. The grant is from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Late last year, HUD awarded grants to 12 Massachusetts communities, from Lowell to Fall River to Springfield. Lawrence would receive $136,000. The man who coordinates homeless initiatives in Lawrence, Anil DaCosta, says the city needs the money.
What we intend to do with it is put it for rapid rehousing. So what that means is we put it for first and last month's rent for individuals.
Anybody who works in social services will tell you there's never enough of that kind of money. But some officials in Lawrence have concerns about the city accepting this piece of the funding pie.
I will be voting no.
Lawrence City Council President Kendrys Vasquez wants to reject the HUD funding. The council has the final say and will take up the issue Tuesday.
I do not think that this will be actually beneficial to the city of Lawrence. The grant is not sufficient to address the need that we have. And by accepting it, we are sending the wrong message throughout the area, throughout the region. Individuals will believe that we have the necessary funds to help everyone.
So you're worried that there will be people who are homeless who are coming in from the surrounding towns and that Lawrence will be kind of a magnet because of this $136,000 grant?
That is correct. That $136,000 is actually going to cost us more in the long term because as a result of the increase in the homeless community, we're also going to have to talk about additional public safety concerns, additional panhandlings in the corners of our streets.
I find it extremely disappointing that the city council wouldn't want to accept any amount of money to try to help its citizens.
Karina Papalardo is CEO of a nonprofit called the Psychological Center. It operates Daybreak Shelter in Lawrence, which has 50 beds. If the city council accepts the federal money, organizations like hers will compete for it.
That money could help more homeless individuals get into housing and then get more people off the street and get them into shelter at Daybreak Shelter, where they would be much safer.
Including people from Lawrence. Laurie Gleason has lived in Lawrence her whole life.
I honestly thought that I would never be in this situation.
She's homeless for the first time. Gleason says she and her husband were evicted from their apartment last month after they withheld the rent because there were problems with the property. They don't have money to get another place. She works as a grocery store cashier about 20 hours a week. Her husband gets Social Security and does odd jobs. He has epilepsy. We met Gleason at a new day center in Lawrence for people who are homeless. It's called House of Mercy. She says she understands the concern about more people from outside Lawrence coming into the city for homeless services.
I think the people from Lawrence should get the help before other people. I'm sorry, not trying to be mean, but it is what it is, you know.
But the federal grant money doesn't allow for local residents to be prioritized. Despite that, Gleason thinks Lawrence should take all the funds it can get.
You know, and if that money can help with giving us a place to stay at night, then yeah, you know, they should, because it's not fair that we have to be out on the street.
I think it's really detrimental if they do not take the grant.
28-year-old Willie Pena also grew up in Lawrence. He's 1 month clean after being addicted to cocaine and heroin for a decade. His home is a mattress in an abandoned warehouse. While some Lawrence city councilors worry that the grant would lure outsiders into the city, Pena says Lawrence is sending its own homeless population to other cities.
Right now, the shelter situation is out of control. People from Lawrence have to go to Lowell. Sometimes I call a shelter and they send me to Lowell. They send me to Haverhill. That's hypocritical. If they can't do it, what's to say that we can continue doing it, you know?
Lawrence City Councilor Mark LaPlante says before he casts a vote on the HUD money, he wants to see data on the people who receive services in the city. Where did they live before they became homeless? He thinks homelessness needs to be tackled regionally.
Why is it that my city, our city, the residents of our city are being tasked with this obligation when the monies that we are going to be taking and probably continue to take because we'll have a better system than others, why are we continuing to be asked to do this? And why aren't the other communities being asked to do a little bit more themselves if they are coming from those communities?
Anil DaCosta, who directs homeless initiatives for Lawrence, will speak before the city council Tuesday. He hopes to convince councilors to take the federal grant.
I think a lot of times people really follow stigmas and misinterpretations over fact.
Stigmas, including the idea that everyone who's homeless is addicted to drugs, which isn't true. DaCosta says a city with a strong infrastructure, from soup kitchens to community clinics, is going to attract people in need, whether or not that city accepts a modest federal grant. City Council President Kendrys Vasquez says he's convinced that additional funding will attract even more people who are homeless, more than the city can handle, although he says he's relying on logic, not evidence.
Logic speaks volume.
Logic such as what?
If you were homeless and you hear that any city receives $136,000, you will assume that, hey, you know, that's sufficient for me, for my needs. You will run where the money is.
Lawrence City Council President Kendrys Vasquez, who plans to vote against the federal money. Mayor Dan Rivera declined our request for comment. One of the other cities to get the grant is Boston. It accepted the money. On any given night, the city says, about half the people who come to its shelters are from out of town. It tries to put those people, regardless of where they're from, on a path to finding a home. A spokeswoman for HUD's New England office tells us, to the department's knowledge, no Massachusetts community has ever rejected this type of grant. Our story was produced by WBUR's Lynn Joliker.